From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Venezuela has deployed hundreds of troops to the restive border state of Táchira. Following weeks of anti-government protests, the South American country in the midst of a deepening economic and political crisis. The UN Security Council took the matter up Wednesday with Venezuela's ambassador, Rafael Ramirez Carreno, rejecting the closed-door session.
We are out of the Security Council agenda because we never will be on a threat against the peace and security in international or in the regional level.
But U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said the humanitarian situation is dire and needs to be addressed.
What we attempted to do in this meeting today is about prevention. We've been down this road with Syria, with North Korea, with South Sudan, with Burundi, with Burma. We've been down this road. And rather waiting for a serious situation where we have to have it in an open Security Council meeting, why not get in front of this?
Peter Hakim, senior fellow with the Washington-based Inter-American Dialogue, described the root cause of Venezuela's crisis.
The core is just total mismanagement by the government, sort of defying any sort of rules of the game regarding democracy, throwing out any kind of serious approach to economic matters, simply desperate to stay in power. This is really a government-created crisis from the word go.
More than 40 have died in daily protests since April 1st. Nigeria says another schoolgirl abducted by the insurgency Boko Haram from Chibok has escaped more than 3 years after a mass kidnapping of more than 200 girls. She's been brought to the capital, Abuja, for counseling and rehabilitation. This is VOA News.